This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and of course, as usual, I'm joined by my mom, Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, if at any point during today's show you want to get a little bit more information about what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445. Of course, you can also visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And on the website, you can, of course, check out some of our past radio shows. You can check out some of our past TV shows as well, which I would highly encourage you to do so. And also, you can see all of the other resources that we have out there, including information about our consultation process, the reports that we can run for you, and all sorts of additional good information out there on the website. So make sure to check that out again, retirewithbushka.com. Now, October is here, which means it's finally the beginning of goblin and ghoul season for the kids and everyone who's still a kid at heart, of course. Monster movies on TV, ghost stories around a roaring fire as the wind whips against the windows, and of course, all of that candy. Now, this is definitely one of my favorite times of the year. And while October is all about spending time with kids and grandkids and sharing laughs and special moments together, it's also a really good time to reconsider your financial strategy. In fact, this is the season when we like to sit down with clients and point out some of the most terrifying and all too common financial mistakes that can make your retirement seem like an old piece of candy corn rather than a full-size Snickers. But just as you spend some time helping the kiddos in your life come up with the perfect Halloween costume, a thoughtful and thorough strategy may help you avoid some of those haunting financial mishaps. But before we get into those bone-chilling financial tales, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with us today. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
Oh, doing great, Cool. Thanks for asking. I've had a great week. Just enjoying the fall weather. Love it this time of year, as I always say. And just been really busy with kids, family, even though they're off to college. They all came home this past weekend and had to help my son move some things. So I feel like I see my kids more than I did when they were teenagers. I don't know if that's possible, but it seems like they're home every weekend doing laundry or needing my help with something. So that makes me feel good. So I'm happy with that. How about you, Sue? How have you been?
I'm good. Just good. Keeping busy as usual, you know, and just enjoying the last couple of days of this beautiful weather before this weekend when it turns too cold. So,
yeah.
But yeah, just keeping busy and, you know, enjoying life.
Yeah,
living the dream, Tony. Living the dream.
You're living the dream over there.
Yes, I am.
I love it. Well, you guys have been busy. I know you love meeting and talking with people, our listeners, and meeting with clients. And you guys keep really busy, Cole. I know you've been very busy as well in the office there. You've got a great staff, too. And I want to remind our listeners out there, if they have questions, take advantage of your expertise and your staff that you have there, give you a call. So what do you have in store for us today? I mean, obviously, I'm looking forward to this because I love the Halloween season. In fact, you know what they say? Halloween is second only to Christmas as far as how much money people spend on a holiday.
I believe that.
Yeah, and Halloween's been creeping every year, creeping up on Christmas, as far as how much people spend celebrating Halloween. So the decorations, the candy, the parties, and, of course, the costumes. They get more and more elaborate, I think. But this is a good chance to help our audience learn to avoid some potential financial mishaps. And Here's another little fact before you jump in. The largest pumpkin in American history was grown just last year in upstate New York and weighed 2,554 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and every year in the town where I live in, Stillwater, Minnesota, they have a pumpkin drop and a pumpkin contest. And 3 or 4 years ago, they had the world record pumpkin, and I think it was like 2,300 or 2,400 pounds. So this beats even that. But then they drop it from a giant crane from way up high, one of the huge pumpkin, and it smashes on the ground. I have the greatest slow motion video of that. And then after it happens, the kids run out and grab the seeds, because if you plant the seeds right away from that pumpkin, you can grow your own big pumpkin. So
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, wow. So that's fun. How about you, Cole? How have you been?
Oh, good, good. Can't complain. You know, obviously, I'm enjoying the fall, the leaves turning, and all that. But unfortunately, I do know what follows that, so I'm not super excited about the fact that fall is here. But nonetheless, we'll make the best of it. And I do enjoy the Halloween season. So of course, that's one benefit of this time of year. If we have to deal with the leaves changing and the seasons changing, obviously, there are some fun things that come along with it, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, how about that big pumpkin? What do you think of that, Cole?
Well, obviously, that's a whole lot of pumpkin pie, Tony.
Sue, where are we starting with our topic today? Where are we going to start?
Well, today's topic, there was an Investopedia article entitled Top 10 Most Common Financial Mistakes, and it provides some info that we think is very helpful. Now, tip number one for making sure your financial strategy doesn't turn into an old-fashioned scary movie is to avoid excessive spending. Now, for example, if you live in a busy neighborhood, you could perhaps budget $50 for candy. And once it's gone, it's time to turn out the lights and head to bed. Now, this may sound like an overly simple suggestion, but overspending often catches us off guard. Now, in the moment, you may say to yourself, it's one pumpkin spice latte. What's the big deal? But if you add up the sum of your pumpkin spice lattes at the end of the year, you may find that you've spent far more than you would have suspected.
Well, yeah, that's true. I bet you might. So, 5 pumpkin spice lattes a week at about $6 a pop. That's $30 a week, $120 a month. That's not chump change.
No, for sure. You know, I always joke that we should call Starbucks $4 because you can't get anything for less than $4 there. But really, this is a good way to think about it. As one purchase, it's really easy to dismiss buying a coffee as not a big deal. But when you add up all the times that you've bought that fancy cup of Joe, then it's probably going to hit you a little differently. Now, another common financial mistake that you should avoid, like unwrapping pieces of candy on the bottom of your trick-or-treat bag, is an endless cycle of payments. So grab a sharpened pencil and add up all of your recurring monthly payments and then multiply that total by 12 so you can get a clear sense of what you're forking over each and every month. Now, is your tally reasonable? Or does it chill you as much as hearing a werewolf howl outside your window during a full moon? Streaming services. Yeah, exactly, right? Streaming services, wine of the month clubs, gym memberships, all these different things. We've all got many recurring bills that we've probably forgotten all about or don't use enough to justify the continued expense. So be thorough about monitoring your monthly payments. And if you aren't still using a particular service often enough, cancel it as quickly as possible.
Well, yeah, and for a long time, I literally had every movie and TV streamer available. I mean, our family, I've said this before on the show, at one point in time, we had 9 subscription services. And so
it's easy to happen.
We whittled it down, though, after that. We realized, hey, we're not using 4 of these right now. So that we got rid of those right away. And now we alternate. And so we found a way around that, but it's true. I mean, we found we had subscriptions to like Microsoft, Xbox Live that we weren't using, that we'd been paying $20 a month for a year and a half without using it. I mean, that's a lot of money we were throwing away. And I'm embarrassed to admit that, but it happens, right? So, you know, that's just it. So, you can't, you know, you got to watch something enough to justify paying for it or use something enough, but who has enough free time to watch all that stuff? Not me. I need to get my sleep every, you know, I've told you before, I have to get the full eight, right?
I've got to get the full. I'm just like you.
I've got to get the full eight. Otherwise I spend the next day walking around like Frankenstein's monster.
Exactly.
Here's another financial folly that can be as ominous as approaching the local dentist's house on Halloween night, because chances are she's giving out pencils again. Now, relying too much on borrowed money. Now, it's very common to turn to credit cards for everyday purchases like groceries, food, or a pair of shoes. But if you aren't careful, it could have a terrifying effect on your long-term financial picture. Now, a lot of credit cards have double-digit interest rates, and that means your $100 purchase is more than $100. Now, as of September of this year, the average credit card interest rate in the United States was 24.45%, according to LendingTree. Now, that means if you're paying that rate, your $100 purchase is really closer to $124.
Oh, wow. So that's a big difference right there. I mean, obviously, that's huge. And that's a good way of thinking about it. That's not chump change, right?
No, not at all. Absolutely. And I know that a lot of people don't necessarily think that all the way through. Now, let's toss in a bit of a caveat here, Tony. If you have a credit card that provides cash back or valuable rewards like air miles, using your credit card to make the most of your purchases may be a sensible move if, and let me emphasize if, you can pay off your full balance at the end of every month. Now, if you can't, interest may leave you with a stomachache, the likes of which you haven't experienced since the morning after Halloween.
Right. That's another good analogy. Well, we should take a quick break here. Cole, why don't you let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and Sue before we take this break?
Yeah, definitely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit the website retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, out there you can schedule that no cost, no obligation consultation right away with one of our highly skilled advisors. And that could be scheduled in our Wausau or Eau Claire office, or virtually if you prefer.
All right. Well, thank you, Sue and Cole. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner, our hosts. And Sue and Cole, during today's creepy and crawly episode, you've been highlighting some of the chilling financial mistakes that can turn a solid financial strategy into a haunted house with no exit. Yikes. A haunted house with no exit. That doesn't sound like fun. Okay. So during our first segment, you had some ghastly tales of excessive spending, endless payments, leaning too much on credit cards. What do you have for us next?
Well, that Investopedia article I mentioned in the first segment has some more horrifying stories for us, the next of which is purchasing a brand new car. Now, sure, the idea of getting a shiny new car that nobody else has driven is probably even more exciting than running up to the house that gives out full-size candy bars on Halloween night.
Right.
But doing so is often a financial mistake that could later make your blood run cold. Now, while millions of new cars are sold annually, most buyers can't pay the full tab in cash. So that means many people are buying a new car they really can't afford, because being able to manage the monthly payment doesn't necessarily mean you can afford the car. Now, you must also remember that when you finance a car, You're paying interest on an asset that's very likely to continue losing its value the longer you have it. And furthermore, if you trade in your car every few years and keep financing, you may also be losing money on that trade.
Okay, I get all that, Sue, but if a person is in a pinch and needs a car and can only get one with financing, what should they do?
Well, Tony, be clear-eyed when it comes to what you want and what you really need. So, for example, if all the trick-or-treaters have grown up and left your haunted house, do you really need a vehicle that seats 8 or 9 people? Or would a smaller, less pricey, and more fuel-efficient model do the trick? And don't forget about insurance and upkeep. Now, many times the bigger the vehicle, the more the maintenance and insurance is going to cost you.
That's true. Maintenance and insurance costs can go up, especially if you get a bigger or more expensive vehicle. And I guess, Sue, what you're saying is cars are a little bit like Halloween candy. You can come home and wolf down 40 pieces of candy after you're done trick-or-treating, but that may right? not be your best move. And moderation in all things, whether cars or candy. Right, Cole?
This is a good point, Tony. Sometimes easier said than done, though,
right.
as we all know.
Yeah, especially a lot of Kit Kat and Reese's. I'm going to be in trouble.
Reese's are my personal favorite,
mine
so
too.
I understand that.
Mine too.
Now, this time of year, I love, of course, driving all over town to see how some people really get into the spirit of Halloween by going all out when it comes to decorating their homes. But don't forget that a smaller home can be decorated with as much enthusiasm as a much bigger home. Spending more than you need to on a home is the article's next chillingly heart-stopping financial error. Now, if you have a big family, it's possible that you'll need that 5,000-square-foot home with a 3-car garage. But if you don't have a large family, why not choose something smaller but that still nicely fits your lifestyle? Large homes often mean a bigger tax bill, lots more maintenance, and heftier utility bills. If you don't require all that space, it makes more sense to purchase an affordable home and then use the money that you'll save to work with your financial services professional to create more retirement income.
That's true. And housing is a huge thing. That's obviously one of the biggest costs people have. So, Cole, I think that's a great point. Now, if you live in a frigid climate like we do and have an older home, those wintertime heating bills can make you feel like you're living in a haunted mansion, though.
That's right, Tony. And have you ever been walking down a quiet street after dark and had the feeling that someone's watching you? Now, living paycheck to paycheck can also leave you looking over your shoulder, looking for scary things in the shadows. Now, as the article makes clear, a lot of Americans don't have enough money saved up for an emergency. And many financial services professionals suggest having at least 3 months' worth of expenses saved for emergencies. So don't let your savings account collect cobwebs.
Yeah, you're right. Have an emergency fund saved up. And you guys have mentioned that before, 3 to 6 months. I mean, I can't think of a scarier story that could give you more goosebumps than having to put a new washer and dryer on a credit card, right? You don't want that interest, especially now.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And when it comes to retirement, I think a lot of us picture a gentle romantic comedy with plenty of laughs and a little adventure. But if you aren't working with a financial services professional to invest in your eventual retirement, your lovely romantic comedy could easily turn into a nightmare on Elm Street. And if your employer provides a tax-deferred retirement account like a 401k, be sure to not only contribute, but make sure you're contributing enough to kick in your company's match if it does offer one.
Two more great points and mistakes people make. Not working with a financial services professional and not taking advantage of that 401k match. Not doing those things is a scary prospect. And I think it's like that feeling of looking into your Halloween bag and realizing there's 4 apples sitting on the bottom instead of a lot of... the weight is just apples, no candy. Apples and pencils? What?
Yeah, so,
apples are good. Hey, kids, apples are good. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, as they say, right?
That's what they say. Well, as for chilling financial mistakes, the article next explains that using your savings to pay off your debt may be something you want to avoid, like that dark house with broken windows at the end of the block. So, for example, if your debt is costing you 19% and your retirement account is making 7%, it's easy to think trading retirement money for debt means you can pocket the difference, but it's rarely that simple. Now, in addition to missing out on compounding interest, it may be challenging to pay that retirement money back and may also get hit with some truly scary fees. And while there may be times when taking money out of your retirement account is a prudent step, you should first discuss it with your financial services professional.
Now, Cole and Sue, during the show today, you've been illuminating some of the more eerie financial mistakes and what we can try to do to avoid them. In the first couple of segments, you talked about mistakes like purchasing a brand new car, buying a house that's larger than you need, living paycheck to paycheck without savings or an emergency fund, not getting that 401k match. What excellent treats are you going to toss into our bag in this final segment?
Well, Tony, let's move forward with our theme of haunting financial mistakes, but shift our spooky lanterns to potential retirement mistakes. Now, there was a second Investopedia article entitled The 11 Worst Retirement Mistakes and How to Sidestep Them, and it does provide some excellent information. Now, the first retirement blunder that may cast a chilling spell on your retirement is leaving your job. Now, as the article tells us, the typical American worker will change jobs about a dozen times during their career. Now, the danger in quitting your job comes from potentially leaving money behind via employer contributions to your 401k, profit sharing, or stock options. Now, the things I just noted relate to vesting, which means you don't have ownership of the money your employer matches until you've been in your role for a certain length of time. It's usually often 5 years.
Well, yeah, and the idea isn't that you shouldn't change jobs, particularly if you're given an opportunity to make more money. Rather, I think the idea you're talking about here, Sue, is to be mindful of the potential downsides of swapping jobs. Is that right, Cole?
Well, that definitely sums it up pretty nicely, Tony. Now, not meeting your savings goals in the years before retirement is another way to make your retirement scarier than walking past a dark cemetery on a Halloween night. Due to compounding interest, the money you're saving right now has the potential to continue growing up to and even during your retirement. Now, personally, we urge our clients to avoid the timeless haunting tale that we call spend now, save later. Are you in your 50s and kicking around the idea of significantly remodeling your home? Weigh that project's cost against your retirement bucket list. Also, factor the possibility that you'll want to sell your home and downsize during retirement, and suddenly that remodel may not seem like the wisest financial step. Now, we mentioned 401ks earlier in the show, and they certainly fit under the savings umbrella. If your employer provides a match, I'd recommend contributing enough to receive it. Don't forget, the money you kick in is usually pre-tax, and that means that it reduces your taxable income in the years that you make contributions. Furthermore, your interest in earnings will grow tax-deferred until you begin making withdrawals, at which point then you'll, of course, pay standard income tax on those distributions.
Okay, thanks for explaining that. And so far, the biggest lesson for me here is that if you don't want your retirement story to read like it was written by Edgar Allan Poe, you should write it with the help of a financial professional, right?
That's a great point, Tony, and not having an adequate plan is the article's next retirement terror that you should seek to avoid. Now, reflect to when you were a kid. It's Halloween night, and you and your friends from the neighborhood have designed the best costumes in town, and now it's time to grab your bags and start knocking on doors to collect all that sweet candy. Now, when your night began, did you and your friends just randomly wander the neighborhood? Well, of course you didn't. You had a plan. You began on one side of the block, hitting every house, and then you repeated it on the other side of the block. Now, once you were done with your neighborhood, you headed to that new development with the big houses. You really knew what you were doing. And now today, it's much the same with your retirement strategy. It's possible that nothing jeopardizes your ideal retirement more than not having a thorough plan. Now, you must have a clear picture of how much money you have and how much you're going to need for retirement. Now, additionally, you should accurately know what insurance you have and what you may need to purchase prior to retirement. Now, lastly, you should view your retirement strategy as a living document, because as your life changes, promptly adjust your strategy to reflect those changes.
Okay, makes sense. So, Cole, does the article say anything about investing?
It does, Tony. Actually, it says don't buy a bunch of Mounds bars for Halloween because kids don't like coconut or dark chocolate.
True, true.
I'm joking. Just a little Halloween humor for you, although I don't really like Mounds bars myself, so I can't argue with the kids there.
Same.
Now, for some retirees, Social Security won't be enough to preserve the lifestyle that they've become accustomed to during their working years. Now, that means income in addition to Social Security is going to be essential. Among other things, investing may help you secure that income. Whether it's the stock market, IRAs, or something else, you should work closely with a financial services professional. Like many other parts of your finances, investing presents both potential rewards and potential risks. So work with someone who can provide you with clear and unemotional advice.
Yeah, that's good advice right there. Well, this episode has been all treats and no tricks. I love it. Do you have any final words of wisdom for us today, Cole?
Just to mention for our listeners that if you have any questions or concerns about how much you need for retirement, Social Security strategies, your current financial strategy, or maybe you just need to get started in creating a retirement plan, definitely visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com, or call our office at 715-355-4445 so we can discuss how our team might be able to help you. Of course, it's always our goal to help our listeners prepare for the retirement that they've worked so hard for. And of course, our team is here to help anytime you're ready. Again, that website is retirewithbushka.com or 715-355-4445.
All right. Thanks, Cole. And listeners, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445. Or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.